Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 80s Flophouse Podcast. My name's Richie, and welcome to the Flophouse crew. Nice to see you. Billy, hey, Tony, Jimmy, you're here, Dustin. We're going to talk about TV in the 80s today. Pretty broad topic, so lots to cover. But first, would love to hear about your guys' week. I hope it went well. Tony, how was yours?
It was great, man. Thanks, Richie. It's good to see you guys. You guys are looking lovely as always. Did you guys happen to see that video that Ryan sent? The fire. Was it his car that caught on fire? Or
his daughters. His daughters.
Wow, that was crazy.
Birthday present.
Yeah, he sent that over, and I'm like, oh, Ryan's sending us a random car fire, and then I'm like, holy crap, that's his car. That was crazy. But hey, for the listening audience, thanks for tuning in, and hope this can be an hour to take you guys away and have some fun and get back to a little nostalgia in the 80s and the TV days.
Hell yeah.
So how many hours back in the day did you guys watch TV? I would say from the time maybe you were like, I don't know, 7 or 8 till teenage years, till you left the house.
Damn. What do you say, Rich? I think it was probably in a day. It was probably like 2 to 3 hours.
If that.
Back then, everything was like half hour, so it may have just been an hour. Hour and a half, maybe. Then you're outside.
Of course.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, no DVRs, man. It was you had to either be there and ready, or you just skipped it.
Yeah.
Or you took the old tape recorder and taped it.
Wait for the summer rerun.
So all you're doing was listening to it.
The old VHS.
Which I sometimes do when I go to sleep. Yeah.
There you go.
It's funny when we started thinking about this topic, that I was like really stoked to kind of reminisce about 80s TV. But then at the same time, I was looking at like what the top 10 lists were for like the best shows of the 80s. And I was like, damn, I didn't watch any of that. Like a lot of it was trash. If you ask me, there's good stuff. But man, there were so many sitcoms that were just, you know, cookie cutter, just boring. But
I think anyways, they were trying to hit more of the
cutting edge.
We weren't watching it, so they were trying to hit the older crowd that didn't leave home. Yeah, there was no Barney back then. A little Sesame Street.
Richie, how was your week, man? What'd you do this week?
It was good. A whole lot of work. I did, however, due to some scheduling stuff going on, that I managed to get a work from home day, and I got to tell you, it was glorious. I mean, you kind of got spoiled by the pandemic because I had a desk job, so I was just working from home for like 2 or 3 years straight, and you know, you get really good at like focusing on like one task for work, you bust it out, and then you can do, you know, go for a walk or whatever. But now it's like I'm 8 to 5 in the office every day. So having a work from home was amazing. I don't know. Can you guys relate to that at all?
Not at all.
Fair enough.
Right on. Jimmy, you got the helm, man.
All right. So let's dive right into it. I'm going to ask you guys, what were the top 10, like by ratings, TV shows of the 80s? And I'll just ask you, and I'll tell you what place it was at or what you think they placed.
Nice.
So, Tony, what do you think the Dukes of Hazzard came in at?
Gosh, I gotta think that's up towards the top, man. You think of Bo and Luke Duke and the what was the name of the car?
General Lee,
and then the Daisy Dukes, and I got to think that probably was top three, maybe three.
You're close. Two. Wow.
Damn.
Number two.
Wow. Okay.
Nice.
That's higher than I thought. Just
to warn you, 8 and 9. There's no 9 because 8 is tied. It's tied.
Okay.
One.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is strange. The Dukes of Hazzard, you know, Confederate flag, and that was second. But if fast forward to today, last.
Yeah, you know, I got to say that a lot of these things that we're going to cover tonight probably wouldn't play nowadays. Probably a little bit politically incorrect. Probably ruffle a few feathers here and there.
Okay, what? Billy, this is going to be for you. Little House on the Prairie. Where did that come in?
That was your favorite show, Billy. You should know.
Ryan's, but I'll take a gander at it. Actually, Ryan's was Golden Girls.
I thought Ryan's was the Waltons. Yeah, good night, John boy. Did you ever see his house? Well, you know, like, say that to everybody.
Yeah, because that's kind of like Ryan with, you know, he's got those three bands that always come. Oh, I forgot about that one. I love that one. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm going to say a Little House on the Prairie. I'm going to say 8.
10. Sorry, brother.
That's close, though. You're on the right track.
Hey, solid pick, Billy.
All right, Richie.
Oh,
Dallas.
Ooh. Well, that was number one in the 80s.
Oh, who shot JR? Does anybody
who shot JR?
Know who shot JR? I think he's still on the loose.
I don't know if I care. I don't think I cared then.
I'm not sure.
Didn't he have a beer? Wasn't there a beer named after
all
that,
right,
too?
Dusty.
I could have sworn that something like
JR
that
beer or something. That sounds familiar.
Or Ewing beer.
Yeah, right. Well,
Dallas had a good football team back then.
Yeah, we won't go there.
That was a long time ago. Dusty, the Love Boat.
Ooh.
Come on,
ooh.
Gopher.
That's strong.
I'm going to say 6.
Dude, you are so close. Number 5.
Oh. Yep. Wow. Nice. Job,
there must not be any sitcoms on this list.
Okay. Tony, the Jeffersons.
Ooh, love that show.
The Jeffersons, man. I loved it. Yeah, that was awesome. I would say that was George and Wheezy, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Dynamite!
That was good times.
Oh, sorry.
The neighbors upstairs, they had a biracial daughter, and he always called her the zebra.
Wow.
I mean, like, that was like, would that fly today? Nope.
No.
Dusty, was Rerun on?
No, Rerun was What's Happening.
What's Happening? Man, that dude, I love watching that guy dance. Anyway, sorry.
So I'm gonna say the Jeffersons. I'm going to say 6.
Yes, right on the money.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, right?
Yep.
What?
Billy, Three's Company.
Oh, my God, that'd be number company. 1, but I'm going to say that'll be an 8.
On a door.
Dude, you guys are killing this.
Wow.
Thing, man. All right, Richie, this one's a hard one. House Calls. I don't know if I've ever seen it, but
I don't even know what that is.
12th.
That's tied for 8.
Really? Yeah.
And I've never seen, I don't remember ever seeing that.
Yeah, that's weird.
All right. Dusty, Alice.
Kiss my grits.
By process of elimination, I'm going to go with 7.
Yes, sir.
Well, look at you. And you go, guys. Boy.
Deductive
Tony,
reasoning.
MASH.
Cool. That was a dandy.
That would never go today.
Nope.
Nope.
Who did you ask that question to, Jimmy?
You, buddy. It's all
I'm
going to
say number 1.
No, that was Dallas.
Oh, shoot. See, happy hour got me today. Did we already say 3?
We didn't say 3.
Okay, 4.
That's 4. Yeah, it is 4.
I was going to keep going down the line. Thanks, Dusty, for holding up 4 fingers. I appreciate that.
Sure.
And then I think the last one on this list is for Richie, 60 Minutes.
Ooh. I can't get the Kiss My Grits actress off my mind now. Now that I'm 50, is it weird that like I'm really intrigued about revisiting that
Flo,
show?
It makes me think of Dumb and Dumber.
60 Minutes is probably a solid 3.
Yes, sir. You are correct.
Nice.
Good Just job. Outside the top 10 was One Day at a Time, Real People, Magnum PI, Happy Days, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, was this for a certain year then, Jim?
It was like 83, 84. something like that.
You left that part out then.
I'm sorry, Dustin.
Dustin would have had a better answer for you.
Thanks for correcting. Thanks for correcting, Dustin. We're going to count on you tonight to he's going to be our fact checker, Dusty fact checker.
So Dusty fact checker, who out of our group, okay, this is based off the facts of life. Who out of our group would be Mrs. Garrett?
Ryan.
He's going to come on next week. He's going to be like, what the?
You don't show up, you're getting roasted.
Yeah. Hey,
Richie, who would be Joe from the Facts of Life in our group? Always fixing motorcycles.
Yeah, tomboy.
Yeah.
That's clearly Billy.
Oh, I was thinking Ty.
Ty.
I was saying he's Blair. but yeah, whatever.
How about Tootie?
Jim.
For you. Thank you, Dustin. I would take that.
That was Billy.
Kind of cool. Billy, I'm sorry. Okay, Tony, who would Natalie be in our group?
Which one was Natalie again?
The chubby friend.
Mm.
I'm not talking about her weight. I'm talking about her personality.
She had a good personality.
She did have a good personality.
I'm going to say Jimmy.
Okay. I guess I would take that. Why? No, I'm just kidding. Do you know who was on that show?
No, George? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Who?
George Clooney was on that show.
Yeah, George is.
And it's just like, I was looking at like Eight is Enough, and like Mark Hamill was on there. Ralph Macchio.
Wow.
Like, I had no idea.
Dude, I always thought Jack Tripper, that would be the coolest sitcom to be on. You're just like, you got two chicks.
And he was always dating a hot one, too.
You know? He was, man. Yeah. I always think... He could get play before and after the date.
Behind the scenes with Jackie
That's
Boy.
That's right. Suzanne Summers, she was hot.
She was hot.
She had that ditzy kind of like flirty hot thing going
on. Have you seen her lately?
Nuh-uh.
There is less leather in a gay bar in New York than what's on her body. I mean, her.
I like that description, Jimmy.
She's in lays. She had too much sun. She's just all leather now.
Wow. Yeah, the age hits them pretty hard.
Yeah, it does.
It's scary. So, what was your guys' like show that you had to watch and check out on? You know, what was your night for watching TV? What were some of your shows that you like to watch, Dust?
I think earlier 80s probably would have been Happy Days, then Laverne and Shirley afterwards, then nice. A little bit later, the Cosby Show. I never miss that.
There you go. All right.
That's cool. All right, they broke the stereotype there.
Squiggy.
How about you, Richie? What was your go-to shows for?
So.
Besides Small Wonders.
Ooh.
And Punky Brewster.
Ooh.
Are those two your favorites?
Well, not you guys. No. No, I was a Knight Rider. Yeah, I like Knight Rider, A-Team, Dukes of Hazzard, maybe a little bit of Cheers, but I don't think I loved any of them per se. Like
I could see Richie with the Wonder Years too. You know, just kind of taking after.
Yeah.
I forget his name.
It's not true.
You always went for those little cute girls, Rich, just like little Winnie. Little Richie with Winnie. I can see you with that.
Yeah. Was that your type, Rich? Was that your type, the Winnie?
She kind of looked like a young.
I was going to say, when you were talking about Three's Company, I was kind of a Janet guy, but.
There you go. Yeah, little dark haired girls. Yeah. So, you can be with Winnie. Yeah, you and Winnie. Yeah. I can see that. You little cuddler, you.
Have you seen her lately? Have you seen her lately?
Winnie anymore?
Nuh-uh.
Mm-hmm. No.
Winnie.
She's filled.
She kept it together. No, she kept it together.
See, I knew. I knew. He's the only one that knows what she looks like nowadays. I knew you liked her. That a boy, Richie.
The cat's out of the bag.
He's Facebook air quotes friends with her.
He DMs her.
Just don't start DMing her like Ryan.
Don't make me log out.
You can't. Stop
Tony. What were your shows to watch?
The rage quit.
All of a sudden, you see Rich's computer screen go blank when the microphone slams up against it. F you guys.
Tony, what do you got for yours that you would watch?
You know, mine kind of broke up into segments because as I got older, you know, in high school, I didn't watch a lot of TV. I was, you know, with practice and, you know, shenanigans, out. High school shenanigans and yeah. Hanging out with all you knuckleheads doing crazy things. So I kind of broke it up into two categories. There was the the preteen years. So a lot of these shows actually started in the 70s and then, you know, transitioned on into the 80s. But the shows I liked I Dream of Jeannie. I always thought she was hot. I was enamored with her even as a preteen. I was like, wow, Jeannie is smoking hot. And along
did you like lines, oh sorry did you like Jeannie's like alter ego, like the evil Jeannie? She was like kind of cuter. Oh,
dark hair.
Does she have dark hair, Rich?
Yeah, some kind of strange
shut up.
In some kind of strange, perverse way. Yeah, I did. You know how it's kind of like when your girl goes and gets her hair done or does it a little differently. You're like, ooh, okay. Got something a little different tonight.
Something.
Yeah. And then along those same lines, you guys are going to kind of see a theme here. I liked Bewitched. And mainly it was because of, the girl.
Barbara Eden. Do you play Ouija board too? Yeah,
exactly. And then...
I'm just wondering because you're going to all these, you know, these the hell out of me. Cryptic ladies.
Yeah, they are kind of weird themed, huh?
Yeah.
No, it was strictly for the chicks, right. Billy.
Here comes the Munsters.
And then the Brady Bunch. When I was younger, I liked the Brady Bunch. You know, I thought Marcia was hot. What was your if you guys went with? Were you more of Jan's or were you more of Marsha's or were you more of
I was more Mrs. Brady.
Oh,
I was hoping you wouldn't say Alice. Rich was raising his hand. He liked the older women. And then
she knows how to handle the meat.
Old Sam the butcher.
And then
what was the Beastie Boys song?
Yeah.
I'm Sam, like Sam the Butcher giving Alice the meat. Mead. And then I have to, I mean, Ellie Mae Clampett, the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, boy.
Man, oof. Just something about that blonde hair and pigtails. And I think she kind of started the Daisy Duke thing, man. She had those cut off jean shorts. Oof. And it was like, yeah, I put that in the spank bag, so apologize for listeners. But and then Sanford and Son, was it Red Fox?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah,
dude, that guy cracked me up. I don't know if you ever seen any of his comedy specials, but bro, he's
bad.
Funny as hell. Yeah.
Do you know how old he was during Sanford and Son?
Nuh-uh.
Like 42.
Yeah.
Dude, he's
damn.
He's the most shot out 42-year-old I've ever seen.
How about Harlem? He was great in Harlem Nights. Oh gosh.
Yeah. No, dude. Red Fox, he was like Richard Pryor and those guys, they like all those guys looked up. Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, they all looked up to Red Fox. Red Fox kind of paved the way for that raunchy kind of comedy.
Yeah. Yeah. My parents saw him in Vegas in like 81 or two and said he was just hilarious and really raunchy, really bad. So,
yeah, he was. He wouldn't fly today. No, not at all.
My favorite character on that show was Ernestine. She would come over and just roast people for like 5 minutes and then leave. Awesome.
I remember my parents would get pissed. They'd be like, why are you watching that? You know, because I was kind of young and I thought it was funny as hell. I love Sanford and Son. So those were my go-tos back in the back in the day. I mean, you know, later on, the Partridge Family, you know, was when I was really young. Danny Bonaducci killed me. He was funny as hell. And later on, I don't know if you guys ever heard him as a DJ or saw some of his later stuff. Dude,
he was train wrecked there for a while.
Dude, yeah. He was a train. You know, all those child stars, train wrecks.
Yeah. Corey Feldman.
Oh, different strokes.
And then
all those, they all went down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't somebody see the girl, the sister in Vegas?
I talked to her on the phone.
No, Dustin.
She was.
Tell us, give us deets.
So when I first moved up there, I was living with a cousin of mine, and his other roommate was dating a dancer at one of the shows. So Dana Plato got hired there, and they were trying to set her up with my cousin. So she called our apartment asking for him. And I'm like, no, he's not here. And she goes, okay, can you tell him Dana called? Dana Plato? I'm like, okay. That was it. I'm like, by the time I hung up, I'm like, wait, did she just say Dana Plato?
Yeah, wait a minute, Dust. didn't Wayno connect with Dana Plato? Our friend Wayno?
I'm not sure.
There's more to that story.
Somebody tried to hook up with her in a bar, and they're like, not that they found her attractive, but they always wanted to go around and brag that they slept with Arnold's sister.
That could have been Wayno.
It could have been Wayno. I think he did.
That's awesome.
Shout out to Wayno.
Yeah. And then to later on, round it out, the only show I really watched later on, I would say high school, post-high school, was Cheers.
I would have seen that in you, Tony. Yeah, I thought Cheers. Because I was cool. You're Sam.
Yeah.
You're always trying to roll, man. Yeah, I got one over here. Just wait here. I got to go talk to this one over here real quick. Playing them back and forth. Oh. And then you get a phone call. Hey, I'll be right with you. It's just my mom.
I thought Sam was a cool character. I love that show.
So who's Norm?
That's a good question. That's the one we should have done too.
Yeah.
Who is Norm? Who would Norm be?
Jim.
Everybody
Jimmy?
Knows.
Dustin.
Norm.
Cliff.
That's who I was thinking of. That's who I was thinking of. You're Cliff.
Cliff Clavin.
Cliff Clavin.
Dusty's Cliff Clavin.
You guys are assholes.
So does that mean Ryan would be what's his name? The guy
Fraser Crane.
Fraser. Yeah.
No. What was the one that came in after Diane? That's who Ryan would be, because she was just mean. Hot but mean. Rebecca, yeah. Rebecca? Yeah, that's Ryan. When Ryan gets mad, he has, you know, those little teeth gritting, and you know, you're not doing the right thing, and he's gotta scold you.
Yeah. I see Billy as who was he came in a little later. He's
Woody Harrelson. Woody
Harrelson. Yeah. That would have been Billy's character for sure.
I love it. That's funny.
That's good stuff.
Oh man.
Let me tell you guys about a sponsor really quick. Flying High Jet Ski Products, your source for old school stand-up jet ski products, including fuel tanks, billet fuel pickups, traction mats, and more. You can find them on the web at flyingty.com. That's FLY-N-TY.com. Thank you.
Nice. Very awesome. Nice.
Back to you, Jimmy.
Did you guys ever watch The Incredible Hulk? That was kind of my go-to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. When I was younger, I loved The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
It was like so sad at the end.
I'd cry.
It looked like it just hurt. And then he just became something incredible.
Yeah. Speaking of dudes that have still got it, Lou Ferrigno. Have you seen him lately?
Yeah.
He's jacked.
Like 70 and still has a six pack. He's
damn,
huge.
Really?
He's just still rocking it.
Attaboy, Lou.
You know, because Arnold kind of let it go, but not Lou. Lou's still out there just rocked out.
So he used to be on that show King of Queens for a while, too.
Was he really?
Lou Ferrigno, yeah.
Didn't he have like a hearing impediment? Or
yeah, he was deaf.
Deaf. Yeah.
Jimmy, I would have figured you for like bosom buddies. You know, dressing up like a girl just to make sure you could get into the dorm. That's Tom Hanks's call-in. Him and that guy, they only couldn't find a place to live, so they lived in a girl's dorm. Or girls' apartments. I can see you going, oh, I'm going to get in it. Yeah.
Women's only.
That or you know, another one that I thought of you, it would be an Alf. The master one-liner. The master one-liner.
Oh my. Okay. Kind of jump off topic, but not really. You know what happened to the dad on that show?
Uh-uh.
Remember he was kind of nerdy with the glasses and all that stuff? Like, he just hit rock bottom. He was buying crack, and he would give it to homeless people to let them have sex with them.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, he just fell way down. Like,
yeah. Wow. Well, I didn't bring that. I'm sorry I brought up Alf. Dude,
but...
wah, wah, wah. Wah. No, I when I, you know, Richie would have been a good Michael J. Fox. He could have, remember Alex P. Keaton?
Yep.
Yeah.
Family Ties.
Yeah. Richie could have been a good Michael J. Fox. He could have played that role.
You know who Dustin could have
been? Likeable dorky guy.
No, Richie's snark. No,
you look at him in Back to the Future, man. Who'd rocking out.
There you go.
That's true.
That's right. Doing his thing. And like Dustin, chicken wing.
I can't leave you out either. You know? Yeah.
Doogie Howser.
There you
go. You know, we back then we didn't have Google. Dustin was the walking encyclopedia. He kept saying we would have something wrong, and he had it right. God dang, Dust, that was good.
Nowadays, Dusty's more like, what's that? The doctor, the one show where the guy's a doctor, Phil? And he's a real, you know,
house. Dr. Phil?
What is it? House?
House.
Yeah, now Dusty's house. Sarcastic bastard always correcting us. Love you, Dusty.
Magnum P.I. was another one when I got older that I loved.
Oh, yeah. Tom Selleck was a beast.
Yeah. I always wanted to get a Ferrari and just have the theme music to Magnum P.I. play.
Blaring.
On loop. So I wouldn't have to rewind it. Just grow a good old mustache.
And I figured you and Ryan would have been rocking out to Miami Vice.
Oh, good old days, man. Yeah. I would have been okay with that. I wouldn't even mind being Tubbs.
Because you got game, Jimmy. You'd be a good Tubbs. Yeah, you got game.
And you had a perm at one point, right?
Yeah, I did.
Speaking
quite
of perms,
a few perms.
So funny. Ty sent me a text of him in the yearbook, his perm the other night. Dude, I was dying. You know how you're sitting there, and there's a group of people or whatever, and you get a text and you kind of look down, you kind of try to not be rude, and you just kind of look down at it and you like go back to the conversation. I look down and just busted out laughing, and everybody's like looking at me like, what the hell's wrong with him? I'm like, bro, Ty, you just full on his, I don't know, have you guys seen that yearbook picture of Ty with his perm?
Yeah.
It's golden, dude. Oh. That is gold.
Yeah, I was thinking the other thing about Ty, you know, when, you know, how he started putting his hair over a little bit to the side or part in the middle. You could go back where he learned how to do that with silver spoons. He was little Ricky Schroeder. So we're talking about 80 sitcoms. So he's like, Mom, did you check this guy out on TV? Can you make my hair like that?
is that the one where the kid had the train that like he okay, so that is that's perfect, Billy. That's perfect, because every time you'd go over to Ty's house when you were younger, he either had like a brand new of those huge projector big screens, or he always had the coolest shit that he, you know, that was like brand new that nobody else had yet. It was like your perfect call. That was perfect, Billy.
Little Ricky Schroeder,
he was the first one to have a Mac computer.
yeah I remember. I'd go over there and it took like 5 minutes to load. We're like sitting in front of the
screen.
This is
so neat.
For it to load.
Just coming up in sections.
That's good stuff. Bing, I can picture Ty, his mom, you know, on his fifth or sixth birthday, having that life-size train, and Ty just sitting there riding it around the living room, you know.
Yeah.
Ty and Chuck then.
Yeah, exactly. That's
pretty good, man.
Yeah, the thing about with Ryan, I don't think you guys know this, man. Every Thursday night before, it was your guys' senior year, except for me and Rich. And Ryan would stay at my house every Thursday night before a game. It was during football season. And we would sit and watch Knott's Landing with my mom.
Ryan always suckered everybody into watching those, like, either soap operas or those type of sitcoms or something like that. Man, he got me sucked into that too.
Okay, who here hasn't watched a soap opera at some point?
Oh gosh,
Well, I grew up at least. I grew up with my grandparents and my mom watching Days of Our Lives, and then I think I got Tony Days and Ryan into it when we were at that.
Oh gosh, when I started going to college up in Missouri, this is like a bunch of us football players. After we got done eating lunch, we go out to this place called the Sea Bench right in front of the cafeteria, and we'd always bet who was going to be the freshman 40 because the girls would go in there and just kill the ice cream. So who's going to gain 40? So we always had a bet going, and then we'd start gazing and see who's gaining the weight. And then, but as that went on just a little bit, we knew what time it was because we had the clock tower right above us. We're just trucking back up to the room. We went to one of the offensive and defensive linemen's room, man, and it was Days of Our Lives, man. They just threw me on the top bunk. I was like a little rag doll. There was like about 10 of us in there watching it, and we were so stuck on it. When I graduated and became a GA, I got this little house out in the country, and I called it Ménage Blanche. Remember that little? I did. That was my little. That was my pad. Ménage Blanche.
The listeners are never gonna see us the same again.
What was the main actress in Days of Our Lives?
Hope.
Her name
wasn't that
Marlena.
The other one,
Kayla.
Marlena. Hope. Yeah. When me and my wife first got together, I said, I really like Marlena. And my wife's like, are you kidding me? I'm like, no, I think she's hot. And she's like, you're disgusting.
When I had my son, thinking of, you know, really cool names, and I his middle name is Kyriakos. I don't know if you guys know
Victor
that.
Victor Kyriakos.
His name's Ethan. Oh, sorry. I probably shouldn't say the whole thing. Kyriakos Krikora.
You know who his daughter is Jennifer Aniston in real life. Yeah.
I was just going to say that.
That's right.
Yeah.
She turned out to be a hottie.
She's all right.
Yeah. So do you guys have any popular commercials or ads that you guys used to like? The ones that, because I feel like back then they really stuck in your head. And I don't know about you guys. Like sometimes oftentimes I can't remember where I put my keys or my phone. But man, if I start thinking about commercials, I can recite the whole things. It's crazy how those things stuck in your head.
Yeah. I think a lot of TV back then is we didn't have as many channels.
Yeah.
So,
and UHF.
Yeah. So everything did stick in your head.
Yeah. And you couldn't fast forward through commercials either.
No.
Like, no, I know. That's true.
You just got to kind of watch them. So
those would get viral. Yeah. That's how they
did it. Do you guys remember that? I remember, there was this shampoo called Fabergé Organic, and they'd be like, I'll tell two friends and so on and so on and so on. And then, like, multiply for some reason, dude, I don't know why this week when we were doing this, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I couldn't get that out of my head. And then the other one was Tootsie Pops. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
A one, a
that
two,
little owl.
Yeah, three. they brought that commercial back. Yeah.
You see it every once in a while.
That's awesome. I used to
put on Instagram, like, they held up a picture of a Tootsie Pop and they said, how many licks to the center? If you don't know, you're too young.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's like that Corona commercial they always bring back during the holidays.
They play it every single year.
That one with the palm tree.
Whistling old Christmas tree.
And whistling.
Little Tannenbaum.
Yep. Yeah. I thought the beer commercials were great. Like Spuds McKinsey was really cool. That was pretty viral. And then Rainier Beer had like those beer bottles with feet that would like run. I don't know if you guys remember that.
That's a Washington thing.
Sorry. Never mind.
Oh, the Miller commercials with all the sports superstars. Yeah.
Oh, the athletes.
That was Coca-Cola. Mean Joe Green was Coca-Cola.
He did the Miller Lite too.
Why are you arguing with me, Jim?
I'm not. I'm just proving your point for
you. Yeah, whatever.
There you go. Do you guys remember the Wendy's Where's the
Jimmy's
Beef
still looking for
commercial?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I have glasses now. I can see it fine and lost about 4 pounds.
Dusty, don't you have a Where's the Beef story?
Yeah. So on my birthday, 1984, 16th birthday, my mom and stepdad decided to get married on my birthday. Okay. And so we're staying at the Riviera up in Vegas. Next day we're checking out and Larry Holmes is up there training for a fight. So we get on the elevator and it goes up instead of down. So we're like, all right, whatever. We go up a few floors and doors open and Larry Holmes and a couple of his bodyguards get on the elevator with us. So we're all sitting there like, oh my God, my mom's like mouthing to me, is that Larry Holmes? Like, yeah. So we go down a few floors and the door, you know, stops at another floor, doors open. And it's like two old ladies standing there and there's no room on the elevator. Right when the doors start to close, Larry Holmes goes, where's the beef?
Dude, when you said that, Dusty, that trick, I don't want to go too far off track, but that tricked a memory of mine. I remember during wrestling season 1 year, there was in Bullhead, there was this racket club, the Bullhead Racket Club, yeah. And it was kind of like a gym racquetball club.
Yeah.
And they had a sauna in there, and I had to cut weight for wrestling. So I'm in there cutting weight. I'm sitting in there by myself, just all of a sudden this big old dude comes in. It was Leon Spinks. And he sits down next to me, and it's me and Leon Spinks. And I'm like looking over going, oh my God, that's Leon Spinks. We just sat there for like 20 minutes, just sweating it out in the sauna. And then finally got up and walked away.
And if he would have said, you're going to reach under my towel and pleasure me. And the toughest thing you would have said was, how long do you think it'll take?
Or I found the beef.
Yeah, exactly. Whoa, there's the beef. Hey. That's terrible. And then to piggyback on your elevator story, I'm in Vegas and it was at the Luxor. And so I'm with my two boys and we're getting on the elevator and we had finished a late night dinner and we're getting on the elevator and Wee Man, you guys remember Wee Man from Jackass, the short guy? I don't know how you like the small little people person. Or whatever. Yeah.
Little person.
So he gets on and he's got two of the hottest chicks, like, in each of his arms, and he's like arms wrapped around the waist.
The thighs.
He kind of looks at me and gives me like that.
Good toddler.
He gives me the head nod. Yeah, the head nod. And my boys look like, okay, like they're looking going, wait, like they're looking that, they have that puzzled look in their face. Like, what is going on here? Like, this Vegas place is weird, man. But yeah. So anyways, sorry, I didn't mean to get off topic, but you know, celebrities, right?
Yeah. There you go.
Hell yeah.
But
one of the best things ever on the weekends was Wide Wide World of Sports.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh hell yeah.
That, the music, just the opening where he was talking. Yeah. And then
that
like,
guy eating it on the skis.
Agony.
Yeah.
Ski jumper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. And then just doing cartwheels.
Oh, you just wanted to go outside and do that, didn't you?
That was the I wanted to, yeah. But we lived in Arizona, so.
Jimmy, I'm surprised you didn't walk up to a girl and use that as a pickup line back in the day. Hey, you ever see that guy in Wide World of Sports? You know, the ski guy right here.
That was me.
Yeah.
That's why I limp now.
Yeah, there you go.
A bad leg injury.
That's too funny.
But one of my favorite commercials ever is She Wears Short Shorts.
Nair.
Nair. Nair. Nair.
Oh, it that one for 15-year-old me was in the spank bank ASAP.
Dusty, they're coming for you.
Yeah.
That's not me.
I should say Jimmy.
Surprised my dogs aren't howling.
When do you guys live in Chicago? Sorry.
That was a good one, Rich.
Nice. Well, any other commercials you guys want to bring up?
No, that's I'm sure we'll have some other stuff in the show.
Well, why don't we jump over to our favorite part of the podcast, the get to know the Flophouse crew.
Right on, Richie.
Let's go. It's time for a segment called Get to Know Your Flophouse Crew. As you know, this week we're talking about 80s TV. So I asked the boys the following question. Who was your favorite 80s TV couple? And again, we have some awesome answers. And I'm going to go ahead and just put it out there. And let's try to guess who picked these famous 80s TV couples. So first off, how about Winnie and Kevin from the Wonder Years?
Rich.
Guys are a-holes. But guess what? It's not me. It's Tony.
I was dying earlier in the show when Billy started talking about Winnie and Kevin. I'm like, oh my god, that's so funny. Everybody's gonna think it's Rich. I bet nobody's gonna guess who Ryan's was tonight.
Mary Tyler Moore and Mr. Grant.
I don't know. He keeps on bringing it.
All right, next.
Go ahead. We'll wait till Ryan.
No, go ahead. All right.
Well, I was just gonna say, I know it's not. I know it's not a couple, but. I'm still stuck with the Golden Girls with Ryan.
There you go.
Didn't he want to have relations with Rue McClanahan or something? Didn't he say that was like his, if you had to, you know, you have those conversations when you're younger, like if you had to, which one would you?
Yeah.
Was that the grandmother on the Clampets? Was that one of the Clampets?
Rue McClanahan was like the slutty one. Oh.
Yeah,
of the Golden Girls.
He always talked about the one Mama's Family too. He had a little crush on her. I remember that.
Note to self: don't miss the podcast. Do not miss it.
Ryan, get in here.
All right, who picked Alan Peg Bundy?
Jimmy.
Oh, that's a good one.
Dusty.
I'm gonna say Dusty.
Jimmy
or Billy.
Or Bill. No, Dusty or Billy.
Billy. Final answer.
The answer is Dustin.
Oh, I was right the first time.
And Billy.
I couldn't have been more right.
Didn't you guys pick the same person last week too?
No, Cologne.
That's weird. Cologne brothers also have the same taste in TV. I love it. Well done. Who picked Tommy Lee and Heather Locklear?
Ty.
Yeah,
that's a tie.
Everybody's like, yeah.
Okay. Who picked David Addison and Matty Hayes?
Jim. And Jimmy.
Ryan.
Rich.
Well done, Tony. That was me.
I thought of that one, too.
I was going to do Patch and Kayla, but we kind of got on that topic already. But they were one of my favorites, too. How about Mork and Mindy?
Ooh.
That sounds like a Jim or Ryan.
I'm saying Jimmy.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Jim. Jimmy.
Let me give you the last one so it's not so easy.
Oh, yeah, because we know.
Who picked John Baker and Frank Poncherello?
Oh my god.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So your votes for Mork and Mindy.
That was Jim.
That's Jimmy.
That's Jim. That's right. And Ryan picked Poncherello from Chips.
Boy.
Good one, Ryan.
He goes from Mama's Family and to Chips. And, well, he's on a roll tonight, and he's not even here.
I know. Great one, Ryan. Well, awesome. Let's keep the show going. Actually, I'm going to pass it over to Tony, and we're going to talk about some commercials and lyrics and things like that.
Right on. So we're going to do a little game here. Earlier in the show, I talked about how commercials and things and ad campaigns back in the day stuck in my head, and you guys concurred. So we're going to do a little thing called Finish the Lyric for commercials or shows. So it's going to go something like this. If I said Sunday, Monday,
Happy days.
There you go. You don't have to sing it if you guys don't want to, but if you want to, that's fine. I'm okay with that. So that's how it's going to go. So I got just a few of them here. And I'm going to do that. And you guys finish the lyric. Do you guys want to, do you guys want me to pick you, or do you want to just randomly chime in?
Either or.
I say we chime in.
Random. Yeah.
Okay. So it's going to start off easy. And then we're going to progressively get harder. Here's a story of a man named
Brady.
Okay. Good job.
Lovely boys.
Yeah, girls. Yeah. That's how it went.
Four men.
Be more than welcome. But you solved the puzzle.
Well done.
Let me tell you a story about a man named
Jed.
Yep. There you go. Poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed.
I know dirty version of that, but Jed is the same.
Isn't that funny? When we were kids, we did have dirty versions of these that we made up. That's funny. We should do a whole... I should have done those. But, all right. Now we're gonna start digging a little deeper in the cut here. You guys ready? To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce,
sesame
cheese,
seed,
pickles, onions on a...
Sesame seed bun.
Yeah. Good job, guys. All right. Okay, here we go.
Invaders.
Space. The final.
Frontier.
There you go, Jimmy. Yep, you got it. Star Trek. Star Trek was another one of those shows. Me and my dad watched that together. I actually like Star Trek.
That was really
You guys remember Battlestar Galactica?
It was, man. Yeah.
Good space movie.
Yeah. I always liked how they would be dramatic on Star Trek. Take the dilithium crystals and point them at the tasers and we'll get out on impulse power. You know, it's like, it's always like something.
No, sir, I can't do anymore.
All right. So this one, spanning the globe to give you the constant variety of
worldwide sports.
There you go. Sports. You got it. Sports. You guys said it earlier. I was like, dang it. All right, here we go. Let's see if I can get this inflection right, this accent right. This is
Jeopardy.
Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
No, that was close, but let me add another word. This is
Football.
Monday Night
Football.
There you go. Sorry, that was my best Howard Cosell. I know it wasn't good. I apologize, guys.
I thought it was Robin Leach.
Yeah.
I should have done that one. That would have been better. All right. This one's this is the last one. This one's tough. This is an ad. I was going to mention it earlier, and I'm glad I didn't, because let's see. Okay, here we go. Let me try this one. Don't say beer, say...
Bud?
Don't say beer, say...
I don't know, man.
I don't know that one.
Got you guys. Okay, now I'm going to give you the name of the beer and see if you can guess it. The name of the beer is Schlitz Malt Liquor. You ready?
Oh.
Yeah. Don't say beer, say bull. Bull. The Schlitz Malt Liquor. Bull.
Remember,
bull. It was like... I kind of got mad when I felt like Kool-Aid ripped off Schlitz Malt Liquor.
Yeah.
I was angry about that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, somebody's got to call them out on that. That's Schlitz Malt Liquor bull. That's not Hey Kool-Aid.
Busting through the wall bullshit right there.
Yeah, exactly. So that's it. That's my finish the lyric. Good job, guys. You guys did good. The only one I got you on. I was thinking I was going to get you on a few more, but the only one I got you on was the Schlitz Malt Liquor bull.
Love it.
I had quite a few other Olympia Brewing companies. It's the water and a lot more.
Yeah.
There was a few of them, but
how about the hands commercial? Yeah. Was pretty good.
That's right. It was.
Do you remember when they started showing Old English commercials, and we all that one time we all bought Old English?
Oh, oh man, that was Schlitz.
That malt liquor.
Yes. Oh, we used to do that all the time. Do you remember? I remember when Beastie Boys came out with Brass Monkey, we looked all over and I finally got a thing of Brass Monkey. It was like,
it's like the pre-mixed stuff.
Yeah. It was nasty.
Yeah. We didn't know the difference.
No, that's true. We drank it. We drank anything. Hams, Natural Light. What was that other one? Not Milwaukee's Best.
Yeah. Do you remember buying those Little Kings? Weren't they like vanilla flavored or something like that? Those Little Kings were delicious. In a little 8-ounce bottle. Like, damn.
I remember my mom would get pissed because every once in a while I'd break into her. If we'd get desperate, I'd break into her Kahlua or Bailey's. God damn it, you kids, don't drink that. Drink your dad's damn Miller Lite. Sorry, Mom.
Oh, my kids tried to pull the drinking my alcohol and putting it back like nothing happened. So I got the vodka out of the refrigerator. I was going to mix a drink. It's frozen solid. I sat them all down. I'm like, how much science have you guys had? Because you know why vodka doesn't freeze? And they're like, it freezes. It's frozen right there. I'm like, this is water.
That's hilarious. Somebody
drank all the vodka out of it and put water in there.
Jimmy, busted. I thought you were going to Mr. Miyagi them, you know, like, or Kung Fu them and just go, hey, look. You guys have no idea who you're dealing with here, okay? I'm the master at stealing alcohol. When you can snatch this pebble from my hand, then you'll be able to leave. You know, just like drop some wisdom on her. Hey, you guys, look, like this is rookie maneuver. You got to leave more. The ratio from alcohol to water has to be much more alcohol, or I have to replace it with a different alcohol. Come on, you guys. That's a rookie move. I feel ashamed as your dad.
So we went on vacation one time and left my oldest son at home, and he was probably 18, 19. And we come home. As soon as we walk in, put our bags down, we're kind of looking around. The house is too clean. Sure enough.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Then we bump the kitchen table and the leg falls off of it. And he tries to blame it on the dog.
Well, that's what your mom said about us.
Did you get mad though, Dustin?
No.
How could you?
Yeah.
How
could you?
After all the shit we did, it's like
I was gonna say, impossible. I feel like a hypocrite.
Yeah. Well, you remember that party at my house and Ty set the keg on the toilet and busted the bowl?
Yeah.
We had to go to a junkyard and buy an old used toilet.
Why is the toilet yellow? It was white, the one that we had before.
Well, my dad sat down. He goes, hey, Jimmy, come here. I'm like, yeah, what's up, Dad? And he goes, did I grow 4 inches? Because this thing is sitting really close to the ground. I'm like, maybe. I don't know. And I have confessed, and he's like, well, at least you took care of it. So
no, that's
cool. That was okay.
What about TV hotties? Did you guys have any like TV hotties? I know for me, I had this weird, you know, remember Christy Alley from the Cheers days? I'm talking about the Cheers days.
Yeah.
Smoking. She had this she had this dirty, hot, fun girl vibe. You remember the girls that were like, you didn't really want them to be your girlfriend, but they were a lot of fun and they had that kind of dirty, hot vibe. Like they're a little bit crazy and you're like, all right, yeah, I think I could hang out with this for a night or two.
Oh yeah.
She totally had that vibe. And then of course I already mentioned before Ellie Mae Clampett. She was
Ellie was a smoke show.
She was a smoke show. What about you, Dusty?
For me it's probably a surprise. Lisa Bonet.
Nice, yeah.
Oh,
no.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
I like it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot. Yeah.
Pretty.
Very nice.
I see that.
In Angel Heart, that one, that version.
Ooh, I wasn't even thinking
because
of that.
I'm with you.
How about you, Billy?
Daisy Duke, I guess. I don't know. I really didn't watch a lot of TV.
Yeah. I see where.
Okay, let's hope. We know you watched Days of Our Lives, Bill.
Yeah, Hope is hot. I mean, I just never, like, I don't know. I just didn't look like, well, man, I would like to hook up with her. Well, that ain't going to ever happen. So.
Oh, we live on two different planes, my friend.
Oh, I still have another one.
Let's hear it.
Valerie Bertinelli.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Young Valerie Bertinelli. Definitely. Yeah. She's married to Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
Probably before.
Oh, yeah. Before too. Eddie.
I got one for you. Now, you wouldn't consider her a hottie, but somebody I had a crush on. Christine McGlade. Not B. Arthur. Christine McGlade. So I'll just leave that right there, and you guys can figure out who it is.
Yeah, I don't, Christina.
I don't know who it is.
You got to fill me in, Richie.
Okay. Kids TV show. You can't do that on television. That hostess, she was so cute and cool. I totally had a thing for her. You look at the picture now, and you're gonna be scared.
I had an 80s TV crush, and that
can
was,
you imagine?
Demi Moore. Demi Moore was hot. She's still hot. Have you seen her lately? Like, when I say hot, let me clarify that. For her age, she took care of herself very well.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
No slam on you, Demi. You're super hot.
Can you imagine like 20 years ago going, Kelly McGillis, love of my life. I'll never marry a woman until I can marry her. Okay, you're going to be a little disappointed, friend. In more than one way.
That's funny. Well, we got any mail or viewer comments this week? Or
I do not have any viewer comments this week, so we can do a quick wrap. Want to thank the listeners first. If if you want to ask us any questions or send suggestions, you should hit us up on our socials, the 80s Flophouse, and email works great too. Hello@the80sfloppousepodcast.com. So thanks for listening in, guys. Let's wrap it now. That was 80s television. I think we may even have a part two coming, but please subscribe and download our episodes, and we'll see you on the flop side.
Yeah. All right.
Good. The 80s.